November 3rd, Blessed Solanus Casey, Confessor, First Order. From early youth, Barney Casey wanted to be a priest. After overcoming many obstacles, he attained that goal in the Capuchin Franciscan Order, but only as a Mass priest, one who could celebrate Holy Mass, but not preach or hear confessions. Two of his nine brothers likewise became priests in the ranks of the secular clergy. He also had six sisters. Father and mother of the 16 children were Irish immigrants who settled in northern Wisconsin. Barney was born at Oak Grove, Wisconsin on October 25, 1870. As a young man, he had various jobs. He was a logger, then a prison guard, and finally a motorman of a trolley car. It was not until 1891, when he was 21 years old, that he was able to enter St. Francis Seminary in Milwaukee. He encountered difficulties in his studies because the lectures were in German and he had no schooling beyond the eighth grade. At the end of the school year, in the summer of 1895, Barney was advised to enter a religious order. The same year, with his mother and two sisters, he made a novena in honor of Mary Immaculate, and on December 8th, Our Lady appeared to him. He had no doubt about it, and she told him, "Go to Detroit." That meant join the Capuchins, although he had no particular liking for that order. On the eve of Christmas 1895, Barney arrived at the Capuchin Friary of St. Bonaventure in Detroit. He was invested on January 14, 1896, and after taking the simple vows a year later, he went to the Capuchin Seminary in Milwaukee to continue his studies. Here, too, they spoke German, and his grades were poor. However, he was ordained a priest July 24, 1904, a Mass priest. He celebrated his first Holy Mass in Appleton, Wisconsin, on July 31st, and 5 days later, he assumed the duties of his first appointment, porter and sacristan in Yonkers, New York. He remained in Yonkers for 14 years, and then spent 6 years in New York City, at first in Our Lady of Sorrows Friary, Manhattan, and then at Our Lady of the Angels, Harlem. For 20 more years, he was at St. Bonaventure Friary in Detroit, and then for about 11 years in Huntington, Indiana, from 1945 to 1956. During all these years, a half century, his work was that of porter and sacristan. It enabled the humble and saintly priest to carry out a wonderful apostolate, which was peculiarly his own, and undoubtedly according to the designs of God. He exercised a profound influence for good on the thousands of people who came to see him by listening and consoling and counseling them and urging them to a holier life. Often he spent as many as 18 hours a day in the friary's front office, and we have the testimony of trustworthy persons that by blessing them with a relic of the true cross, or enrolling them in the Seraphic Mass Association, the Capuchins Mission Aid Society, similar to the Franciscan Missionary Union and the Franciscan Missionary Association, he worked many miracles, curing them or helping them to solve their problems. Returning to Detroit in 1956, he died a holy and happy death in St. John's Hospital on July 31st, 1957. He was in his 87th year and had been a priest for 53 years. He was beatified in Detroit in 2017. On the Virtue of Humility. The Apostle St. Paul writes, "For if any man think himself to be something, whereas he is nothing, he deceives himself." Galatians 6:3. These words point to the surest foundation for humility, namely, the knowledge that we are nothing. Pride is only empty conceit and self-deception. Reflect, says St. Bernard, what you were, what you are, and what you will be. You were nothing, for you were created out of nothing. Of yourself you are nothing, for what you are comes from God's bounty and grace. And you will return to dust and ashes, as Holy Church reminds you on every Ash Wednesday. Think frequently of these truths, and your pride is bound to vanish. Consider that holy humility is also the foundation of all the other virtues. In his sincere efforts to reach perfection, Father Solanus practiced this virtue above all the rest. Just as the root of a tree furnishes it with life and growth, so must humility sustain the soul, for God gives his grace to the humble, and from grace proceeds all that is good. He who wishes to accumulate virtue without humility is like a person who carries dust about in the wind. The wind of his pride immediately scatters everything about. Yes, his imaginary virtue makes the proud man still more arrogant, and thus he displeases God, as did the Pharisees in the temple. Have you properly evaluated the virtue of humility? How valuable in the sight of God are your other virtues? Learn from the example of Father Solanus that true humility is no hindrance to the accomplishment of great good. On the contrary, it is a great aid and makes a person better qualified for great things, since Almighty God chooses for the most important undertakings the weak things, the base things of the world, and the things that are not, that no flesh shall glory in his sight. 1 Corinthians 1:29. The proud man turns away in fear when difficulty presents itself, because he fears there will be no particular honor in it for him. The humble man does not consider his honor, but the honor of God, and in everything that is done for that purpose, he depends upon the Almighty for assistance, and says with the Apostle, I can do all things in him who strengthens me. Philippians 4:3. The Lord never permits those to be confounded who trust in him. In difficult circumstances, have you always placed your trust in the grace of God? Or have you allowed pride to make you ashamed of defeat, and so deter you from noble enterprises? Prayer of the Church. We beseech thee, Almighty God, look upon the desires of thy lowly servants, and stretch forth the right hand of thy majesty to be our defense, through Christ our Lord. Blessed Solanus Casey.
Pray for us.